Over the last few years, accounts of UFO activity have been on the rise around Myrtle Beach. In fact, there are so many sightings in the area, they actually built a UFO experience attraction for locals and tourists alike to visit. What's even more chilling is the fact that a lot of these details are eerily similar in their descriptions. But what is it about the Myrtle Beach area that makes it such a hotbed for UFO sightings? My name is Blake Mosley, and you are listening to South Carolina Spook Show. Stay tuned.
Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Do you ever feel like somebody is watching you, or maybe multiple somebodies, extraterrestrial somebodies maybe? For whatever reason, and you can pick your own theory, the Myrtle Beach area has been a hot spot for UFO sightings for years. Tracked in a government database that keeps the identities of witnesses anonymous, dozens of stories recount firsthand experiences with mysteries in the sky. Some narratives are from tourists, others identify themselves as former military members, cosmos enthusiasts, and retired law enforcement officers. I frequent air shows, one entry says. I'm a fan of military aviation, and I can identify aircraft as I see them fly over. Not being able to explain this is irritating to me. I do not believe in UFOs. I still don't. However, there is video footage online that is very similar to what I saw. Dozens of encounters in the Grand Strand have been recorded in the database, with at least 66 entries since 2019. Some sightings may be attributed to space launches, fireworks, or drones, but that's for you to decide. Here are some tales of UFO encounters over the last few years in the area. May 24th, 2021. Location, Myrtle Beach. It was 9 p.m., and my whole family was sitting on the balcony at a resort. The sky was beautiful. It was almost a full moon. I looked up and noticed two orange orb lights. I said to my husband, "Look, what is that?" When I told my husband to look, a third orb appeared. The first two lights would have made a horizontal line if you were to draw a line connecting them. The third was below the first two and off to the right slightly. As soon as my husband saw them, the third light disappeared. Then the other two disappeared as well. I said to my family, "That was a UFO." I can be very open-minded to things like that and like to watch shows about UFOs and Bigfoot sometimes when they're on. My husband is the total opposite. He can come up with a logical explanation for anything. We both have college educations and make a good living. The point of saying that is to let anyone who reads this is, my husband even thought it was strange and was not trying to explain it away. May 14th, 2021. Location, North Myrtle Beach. Last night while watching Netflix, I observed an orange light flash outside my beachfront condo. When it did it again, I got up and got my binoculars and my iPhone to take a picture. I could see many lights out over the ocean, but through the binoculars, I could see that some of the lights were moving very erratically and changing color equally as fast. I took a picture, and when you enlarge it, you can see one of the lights is a red color and looks to have energy coming from it. The UFO stayed there for more than 40 minutes. January 20th, 2021. Location, North Myrtle Beach. I was on the balcony of my oceanfront hotel room observing the Orion constellation in the northeastern sky when I saw four distinct orange orbs slash spheres aligned with a haze, aura, or opaque slash cloudy background of a larger figure that appeared over the ocean. They eased through the sky and seemed to be approaching the beach when they quickly accelerated. They eased through the sky and seemed to be approaching the beach when they quickly accelerated, darted to my left, and its light was abruptly extinguished. A few minutes later, they abruptly appeared again over the ocean, where they hovered and then streamed towards the beach before abruptly accelerating and turning. Their light was extinguished again. The vehicle made no sound. I spent 10 years in the Navy working in the special intelligence and cryptology communities, and I also spent 3 years at sea on an aircraft carrier, so I am very familiar with military aircraft and Navy ships and vessels. January 20th, 2021. Location, Conway. I was driving east on Highway 501 when a large formation of bright orb balls formed a perfect elliptical shape. It rotated and maintained that shape while seeming to rotate along a perfect path. These orbs were about the distance of a low-flying helicopter, much too large to be drones. As it rotated, each orb disappeared one by one, and it was gone. September 1st, 2020. Location, Myrtle Beach. I was at the pool, clear day, no clouds. I saw an object very high in the sky and got my binoculars. I saw a large cylinder floating in the sky. It looked metallic and had a very bright flashing light on top, or a mirror reflecting the sun. I watched it for 20 minutes until it floated behind the trees. No exhaust, no strings, no wings, no sound. July 26th, 2020, location, North Myrtle Beach. I was sitting on the balcony at a resort looking over the ocean in North Myrtle Beach at 9:30 p.m. It was a perfectly clear night. The moon and North Star seemed tiny in comparison to what I witnessed. A brilliant white starburst flashed on high in the sky out in the distance over the ocean. It had no sound. It flashed horizontally from left to right several times, leaving a bright white trail between where it started and stopped. It left a starburst on each side when it stopped at the exact same distance each time. I felt as though it was scanning something. Then it stopped exactly on the left where it first appeared with the same huge, white, brilliant starburst light and disappeared just as quickly as it appeared. Within seconds, a falling star left a small burnout trail of red, blue, and green. June 22nd, 2020. Location, North Myrtle Beach. My family was on vacation watching fireworks from the balcony of an oceanfront condo when we saw a bright, glowing red-orange light in the sky. It was a vertical cigar shape that pulsed. It was viewed for about 15 seconds, and then it slowly began to shrink until it disappeared. It was much larger than the stars, and nothing appeared after its disappearance. January 26, 2020. Location, Aner. I saw an orange, fiery, glowing object in the sky. I was driving home from work, and I like to look at Venus. I noticed it was very cloudy, so I couldn't really see many stars, but Venus gets pretty bright, so I look anyway, and approached a big field. As I'm driving, I notice a bright object that resembles a plane that's on fire, so I kind of freak out, but then I notice the vehicle in front of me brakes hard as if they saw what I saw. I look up and this thing is definitely moving towards my job, down 319 across the sky, so I had to focus on the road even though I slowed down from 55 to 35 miles per hour to make sure I wasn't crazy. After that, I slowly sped up and looked behind me only to see that I couldn't see this object in the sky anymore. That's when I had to really think about what I had just saw because I didn't hear any noise from when I rolled my window down. One Myrtle Beach business owner who had a close encounter of the third kind is sharing his story with the world. Gary Travis sent a video to WMBF News back in 2011 of several strange orbs he spotted off the coast. I had never seen anything like it, Travis said during a 2011 interview with WMBF News. Not in my experience. The report on WMBF News went viral and continues to be one of the station's most viewed stories. Travis has witnessed UFOs 5 times as a pilot. Now he's featured in a Science Channel special called Uncovering Aliens. Next thing I know, this British studio is calling me up and asking me to be on their show, Travis told WMBF News. According to the National UFO Reporting Center, there's nearly 1,200 reports of UFO sightings in South Carolina, many of which are reported right in the Grand Strand. Travis says that he was happy to share his experience with the Science Channel, and that more people who have witnessed unexplained phenomena should share what they've witnessed. I'm not going to be a guy that's going to tell you alien spacecraft. I don't have any proof of that, Travis said. But it would be fun to think something like that might happen. You may have never seen an unidentified flying object over Myrtle Beach, but if you live in this area, chances are you know someone who has. The Grand Strand has had its share of UFO sightings in the past. The creators of the now-closed Myrtle Beach attraction Encounters UFO Experience claim that there's a good reason, besides this area's 14 million tourists, why they decided to locate it at Broadway at the beach. Myrtle Beach is a hotspot for sightings, said Brian Bouquet of Intergalactic Brands. It's true. A quick check of websites like the Mutual UFO Network or the National UFO Reporting Center show one report after another of sightings in Myrtle Beach, Cherry Grove, Little River, and so on. Bill Barrett, who works a night shift at a Myrtle Beach oceanfront hotel, says that he's seen many unexplained lights in the sky, often grouped together. The geometry is perfect. They're perfectly spaced, perfectly level on the horizon, and they're probably about a mile and a half to 2 miles off the beach, said Barrett. Of the half dozen sightings Barrett has witnessed over the years, the one that intrigues him the most, and seems the hardest to explain, was the giant orange oval object he saw one November night. It seemed to him to be dripping a lava-like fluid. When that happened, the hair on the back of my neck stood up. I mean, explain that to me. What could that possibly be? One UFO expert says Myrtle Beach doesn't necessarily get more UFOs than other places. He says the same kind of sightings are happening all over the world, but people on the Grand Strand seem to do a better job of reporting them. The willingness to report, investigate, and treat fairly, they've done a good job of that here, said ufologist Stanton Friedman, who lectured on flying saucers for the grand opening of the UFO exhibit. What are those objects seen in the sky? Where do they come from, and how do they operate? Friedman says he can't answer those questions. But, he says, from all over the world, there are reports of flying objects that defy explanation. Too many reports to dismiss. They're manufactured and they're not from here. That means they're from someplace else, he said. But Coastal Carolina University astronomy professor Dr. Louis Rubo said that there's a very simple, earthly explanation for most of the sightings of lights in the sky over Myrtle Beach. And that's fighter jets from Shaw Air Force Base in Sumter, doing nighttime exercises over the ocean. We're not used to seeing planes flying in formation, especially at night, and using non-commercial lights on them, Rubo said. Rubo says our visual perspective from the shoreline makes it appear that the planes are doing very quick, unearthly maneuvers. He scoffs at the notion that the UFOs seen over Myrtle Beach, or anywhere else for that matter, are spacecraft from another planet. He says the biggest problem is distance. Rubo says the closest habitable planets are in range of 10 to 100 light-years away. In space, light travels at a speed of 186,000 miles per second, or about 5.9 trillion miles per year. That's the equivalent of one light year. So a planet that's 10 light years away would be about 59 trillion miles from Earth. A spacecraft traveling at the speed of light, which the laws of physics says is impossible, would need a decade of travel just to get there. And that's the closest habitable planet. The distances between stars is so immense that traveling between them is very difficult, and the probability of an alien life form making that trip is very small, Rubo said. But if Rubo has an answer for lights in the sky, that doesn't explain everything, according to the South Carolina director of MUFON, the Mutual UFO Network. Cheryl Ann Gilmore says one night last year, a tourist reported seeing not just lights, but an unexplained object floating over her Myrtle Beach hotel. She noticed that when this object passed over the streetlight, that it reflected up on the bottom of what she thought was just an orange light. But it was a craft, and she was amazed. She said it was about 3 stories tall. Gilmore says it's frustrating that there are no easy answers, and anyone who claims to have it all figured out isn't worth listening to. If pressed for an explanation about UFOs over Myrtle Beach, Gilmore has her own thoughts. There's a possibility that they might be from another planet. Possibly they may be time travelers. And they may be from another dimension. Some of them might be our own military doing exercises over the ocean, Gilmore said. So the debate goes on over what those UFOs are and why Myrtle Beach sees more of them than most other places. Friedman says one thing is certain. They've collected a lot of good cases here, and there will be more. Thank you guys again for listening to South Carolina Spook Show. I really appreciate all the feedback that I have gotten so far. If you or someone you know has a story that you would like to share with me, I would highly encourage you to send it to scspookshow@gmail.com. I would love to feature it on an episode. You can share this with your friends and family who enjoy true crime and paranormal stuff, especially if they're from South Carolina. So I'm available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Breaker, Pocket Cast, CastBox, Stitcher, and Radio Public. And anywhere that you can leave a rating and review, if you don't mind doing that for me, I really do appreciate it. That'll help me grow and be able to do more on the show. Speaking of which, I've got some social media plugs that I want to make for the show. I'm on Facebook and Instagram. It's at South Carolina Spook Show. And also on Twitter, it's SC Spook Show. If you don't mind giving them a follow, and that way you can stay up to date when new episodes drop and this and that and the other. Also, if you want to follow me personally, I'm on Instagram and Twitter. It's at Blake_Mosley. Also on TikTok, it's at Blake Brosley. And I'm also on YouTube. I post a lot of drum covers and stuff. It's youtube.com/Mosley with 3 Y's on the end. And again, if you've got your own personal stories, please send them to me. I've got a lot of suggestions for some episodes, and I'm looking forward to putting some notes together and getting new content out for you guys. Also, if you don't mind checking out my other podcast, it's called When Words Fail, Music Speaks. We talk all about music in relation to depression, kind of help combat that. So please check that out. I do that with my buddy James Cox. And again, thank you so much for checking this out. The sources from this episode come from WBTW.com, WPDE.com, and WMBFnews.com. Thanks again for listening. I'm your creator and host, Blake Mosley, and this is South Carolina Spook Show. Y'all stay spooky.